Lanka took 4 wickets in the final session of the opening day of the first test against South Africa in Gaul to leave the match evenly poised after Dean Elgar had earlier reached his century with a 6. His second test century left South Africa well placed at 195 for 2 when he fell, but after losing the first 2 sessions, Sri Lanka dominated after tea. A brace of wickets for Saranga Lakmal and 1 apiece for Ringana Herath and Dilrawan Pereira ensured South Africa closed on 268 for 5. AB de Villiers fell from the final ball of the penultimate over, bowled by Lakmal, who finished the day with 2 for 29. 1 day after England's James Anderson was charged with a breach of level 3 of the ICC Code of Conduct, India's all-rounder Rabindra Jadeja has been charged with a breach of level 2. Both players have been charged by the opposition's team management following an incident that is alleged to have taken place on day 2 of the first test between the two sides at Trent Bridge. Anderson was charged with a level 3 breach for allegedly abusing and pushing Jadeja, after which the ECB publicly supported Anderson and issued a statement revealing they would be charging Jadeja, which they have now done. A level 2 breach of the ICC Code of Conduct carries a maximum penalty of a suspension of 1 test or 2 ODIs. The MCC World Cricket Committee has urged the ICC to create a new long-term strategy following its recent restructure. The ICC restructured earlier this year, introducing new committees which are predominantly led by the boards of Australia, England and India. However, after hearing presentations from ECB Chairman Giles Clarke and former ICC President Ihsan Mani, the World Cricket Committee, which is an independent body, has a strong message for the ICC, urging them to ensure they put in place a new strategic plan to come into effect once the current one expires next year.